Association for Marine Development, as detailed in attachment 1 of this report. 2, authorise the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding by the Mayor and Chief Executive Officer under Common Seal. That was passed unanimously. And then recommendation moved Councillor Fishwick, seconded Mayor Pickard in relation to CJ152, that Council 1 adopts the concluded annual performance review report as in attachment 1 to report CJ152-09, so 16, with the overall rating of Chief Executive Officer's performance as meets expectations to a high standard for the period of the review. Each of the, there was 4 recommendations, they were put separately. That recommendation is passed unanimously. Item 2 adopts the key result areas and key performance indicators for the Chief Executive Officer for the 2016-17 as amended by the Chief Executive Officer Performance Review Committee, and subject to the word district being replaced with the word local in the description of KPI 4DI and the deletion of the first 2 measures for that KPI as these were completed in 15-16. That was passed unanimously. 3, adopts the Chief Executive Officer's total reward package for the 2016 annual remuneration review at the maximum of band 1 as determined by the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal, being $375,774. That was passed with all councillors voting in favour of it except for Councillor Logan and Councillor Polifka. Item 4 offers the Chief Executive Officer a new contract of employment as Chief Executive Officer of the City of Joondalup under the same terms and conditions as the current contract for a term expiring on the 20th of December 2019, and should that be agreeable to the Chief Executive Officer, a further report be submitted to Council for its consideration to enter into a new contract of employment in accordance with the provisions of the Local Government Act 1995. That recommendation was passed with all voters, councillors voting in favour of it except for Councillor Logan and Councillor Polifka. We now move to the next item on the agenda, which is urgent business, nil. Motions of which previous notice has been given. Councillor Chester, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do have a notice of motion. Could I read my justification for it, please?
It's on the board. It's on the screen. Seconder, please.
Sorry, I didn't catch it.
I'll seek a seconder. It's a hammer and prime. Thank you. Councillor Chester, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think at the moment the city's preferred tree list is not particularly expansive. It only has 16 in total. There are 10 native trees and 6 exotics. I believe, therefore, there is an opportunity for the city to expand and enhance the list, possibly by choosing appropriate fruit and nut-bearing species which can grow to a good size and provide adequate shade and which will enhance the city's canopy cover, which is what we're trying to achieve. In particular, macadamias, which are an Australian native species belonging to the family Proteaceae, which also contains banksias and grevilleas. In their native Queensland environment, they can grow up to 15 metres, but in our drier conditions, they're unlikely to reach anywhere near this height. The nut, or more correctly, the kernel, is highly nutritious. It contains no cholesterol, and in fact is 78% monounsaturated fat, the so-called good fat that you find in olive oil. But these facts are really quite of passing interest, because the main thrust of the motion that I'm proposing is to provide foraging for the still endangered Carnaby's black cockatoo. News items over the weekend indicated that the extensive installation of constructed nesting sites, large tubes called cockatoos, have allowed the birds to breed up in the wild, and there have been significant increases in their numbers. This is clearly a very good outcome. However, at the same time as the bird numbers are increasing, their foraging habitats are continuing to decline because of removal of bushland. And I sincerely believe that this is providing us with an unprecedented opportunity for the city to be at the forefront of a significant environmental initiative, that is to increase the foraging opportunities for the Carnaby's black cockatoo by planting not only macadamias, but also pecans and almonds on our verges or even open spaces. Now, admittedly, these trees will need initial watering, just as we provide for all other plantings on verges. But local examples of these three species indicate that they will thrive without any additional attention or watering. And I would like to add that in recent written communication with the 2016 WA Scientist of the Year, Kingsley Dixon, he stated the following, and I'm quoting, "Carnaby's see pecan, macadamias and almonds as their version of fast food. And further, and I quote again, with their rapid growth, prolific and early seeding, and ease with which the carnaby's can extricate the kernels, these three tree species work a treat." And I believe that this is an opportunity, as we so proudly state in all our branding, to be bold and creative in our actions. So I would therefore urge you to support this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Chester. The seconder, Councillor Hammer and Prime, would you like to speak?
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any debate, Councillor Jones?
Councillor Chester, I commend your recommendation, but I have a reservation about the fruit droppings on the floor. How do we deal with that as a council?
Thank you. Councillor Norman?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to add that it's not only the removal of bushland that is reducing the carnaby's habitat, but also the removal and thinning of the pine plantations on the Nangara Mound. So their food resources are reducing. If we can plant street trees that provide that food source readily, I think that would be a good thing.
Thank you, Councillor Norman. Councillor Politico?
I support the contention in the motion. I think a little bit more diversity and certainly nuts. They're sort of used in other areas, and I actually think the pictures attached by Councillor Chester highlight the fact that could be very attractive and can form a wonderful streetscape.
Thank you. Further debate, councillors? Please, Councillor Dwyer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I thoroughly support this notice of motion and I really hope it can come to fruition. I'd just like to ask that the administration include some medical advice about nut allergies. Anaphylaxis reactions are real and very common in our community. Just really would like to make sure that we get proper medical advice so we're making decisions on facts. Thank you.
Thank you. For the debate, councillors, just a brief comment from myself. On only one occasion in 10 years have I voted against a request for a report, and I don't intend to make that too this evening. So I look forward to receiving a report in due course of the administration. I concur with Councillor Chester that our scope of street trees could be expanded. I could think of nothing worse than adding fruit and nut trees to the scope of the city's street trees on verges. I encourage the administration to engage with the City of Joondalup. I was the chairman of the Street Tree Advisory Committee, and the second largest gripe, apart from trees being eaten by a particular bug in Mount Lawley, was the box trees dropping its nuts on verges and footpaths and staining footpaths, causing slip trip hazards. If individuals wish to encourage the proliferation of environs for Carnaby's black cockatoo, I'd encourage them to plant some fruit and nut trees in their backyard, and that's probably a good way to make a contribution without necessarily imposing the drop of soiled fruit and nuts onto the verges, onto our streets, into our gutters. So I think the intent, and I would encourage the administration in considering this particular report to look more broadly than fruit and nut trees, because I think there's scope to expand the tree species list, but I have much to be convinced, and I suspect most people in our community would be as well, to suggest that a fruit and a nut tree is an appropriate species for us to plant on verges.
Do I have a right of fire, Mr. Mayor?
I haven't closed debate yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm furnishing an opportunity for councillors to make sure that they, if they wish to contribute to the debate, Councillor Chester. Further debate, councillors? Now is an opportunity, Councillor Chester, for you to close.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. With regard to the allergies, I believe allergies are fairly restricted to groundnuts or peanuts, if you like, not so much macadamias. Look, there would be an issue with uneaten nuts on the ground, but look, 10 of our native species, of course, are eucalypts, which all drop nuts. I mean, you're not going to get nuts any bigger than the so-called honky nuts we get off Mary trees. Now, we all live with that, and I see absolutely no reason why we can't live with a few macadamia nuts on the ground. But I will wait for the city's report, and I'm confident that they will produce a balanced report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Chester. Close the debate. Is there any dissent to the recommendation? I declare it carried unanimously. Notice of motion for the next meeting is nil. Thank you, councillors. Declare the meeting closed at 9:51 p.m. And bode you farewell.